there is overwhelming support in the community here in Tampa and all over the Gulf Coast region, and certainly here in Tampa Bay.
She said this makes Tampa the largest city in the state to adopt such a law. Supporters were time-pressed to get the measure passed. This is because state lawmakers passed a law during session creating a statewide fertilizer policy for Florida cities and counties that don't have a ban in place by July 1st. Environmentalists call that policy weak. Critics of the proposed city ban at today's hearing, mostly paid representatives of the landscaping and fertilizer industries, said the council was acting too hastily. Industry spokesperson Jennifer Lux said the city should take time to review documents the council received from the State Department of Environmental Protection and two other agencies a few minutes before the hearing.
And just because it's getting passed fast doesn't mean that it's the best thing for the Bay. So I would just argue that the information you guys received, the council received it about 15 minutes ago. I don't know that you've had the full time to consider that in accordance with the rest of the information as well as the statute. I believe steps have been skipped in haste to pass the ordinance, and I would just pray that you guys take a little bit more time because the Bay and the estuary are so incredibly important.
Dozens of cities and counties have banned rainy season application of certain fertilizers because they say unchecked application causes the products to wash into waterways during storms and cause harmful algae blooms. Ban proponents said there are plenty of healthier alternatives and they're already on the shelves. Green landscaper Troy Springer said Tampa Bay's waterways shouldn't suffer for the benefit of the few.
There is a group of us that feel that Florida's resources are precious and that irresponsible landscaping is very harmful to our resources and negatively affects the character and charm of our community. It is not right that some in the landscape industry are trying so hard to protect the profits of a few and the rest of us have to suffer from the degradation of our communities.
Critics countered the lost dollars in fertilizer sales translates to lost jobs. William Womack of Tampa Bay Landscaping said the ban wouldn't be effective since it only bars sales within city limits, but not application.
I can't wrap my brain, and I've never been accused of being the smartest person in any room, how a ban of sale, even though there's a use element to this, how a ban of sale is going to stop the behaviors of the homeowners. Our industry, we work very hard. The chemicals that we use are very expensive. There's no spilling. There's no misuse of chemicals. It's the homeowner. And the homeowner is not going to change their behaviors based on where they're purchasing this chemical.
Democratic activist Pat Kemp, a WMNF programmer and wife of the station's program manager, said the Gulf Dead Zone, an annual occurrence at the mouth of the Mississippi, is predicted to be the biggest ever this summer, and experts blame it on nutrient fertilizer runoff. She said the sale ban can also work as an educational tool for consumers.
For so long, we've been ignorant about the kinds of actions that we take and how it affects the water around us, our ocean, our wonderful natural resources. But we're no longer ignorant. We have the science now, and to do anything less than to pass this ordinance would be an irresponsible action. We really have to think about what we're doing. And I think this will go a long way to changing the culture.
Councilmember Larry Cohen agreed.
To the argument that people are going to go outside the city limits and proactively purchase things that they know are banned, there may be people that do that. But I believe there will also be people, as a result of this action, that will learn a little more about the products that are for sale and that will actually make an effort to go out and purchase something that is good for the environment and good for the water.
The ban passed 6-1, just as it did on first reading. The one dissenting vote was that of Councilmember Frank Reddick, who said he's extremely concerned about the ban's potential economic impact.
We don't have no numbers. And then we can come back and find after we don't vote it and say 90 days from now, if there's 50 business out here going to be affected, 5,000 people are going to be laid off. And we didn't know this prior to taking this vote today. I just think it's unfair.
Councilmember Mary Mulhern, who originally proposed the ordinance, said the rule is effective July 1st, but the ban wouldn't start until summer 2012. This, she said, gives affected businesses plenty of time to adjust.
The market is telling these businesses, all the fertilizer businesses, we have a new market. Here's your opportunity to develop a new product. You've got a year to get rid of the old stuff. You can still sell it. get it off the shelves and start developing a new product and become competitive.